This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Philly spring training. Coming up in a half an hour, we'll talk to new Philly's hard-throwing lefty, Jesus Luzardo, who everyone seems to be the most excited about. I mean, truly, of when you ask people down here, I mean, you were excited.
Thank you.
But Boa brought him up right away. You know, everyone seems to be pretty pumped about
they
Luzardo.
They all see the vision. They all see the vision.
Well, it all comes...
keep him healthy.
That's what it comes down to.
Because, yeah. Listen, he made 32 starts 2 years ago. Yeah. He's never made... I don't think he's made
anything
more than...
close to that.
More than 20.
Yeah. Well, I looked at his...
I noticed.
Yeah.
Our spring training coverage brought to you by our friends at Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. And since we are in Clearwater, no better time than to dial in on the Phils with our Phils guy right here.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Well, not a great day for the Fightins.
No, they lost by 100.
They lost by a million.
Yeah, lost by 100. Even Wheels got a little shook up.
Yeah, so Wheels today, 2 innings pitched, 5 earned.
And he was working on stuff.
Yeah.
It's just spring.
Yeah, again, this is how spring training works.
Yep.
When guys are going off, they're having a breakout year. When they're struggling, they're just working on stuff. So, you know, that's what we kind of saw from Wheeler today. Ranger looked good. From what we saw from here and the little bit I was able to watch. So Ranger got on the mound, Wheeler on the mound. Good to see there. Also good to see, and little Max Kepler went yard.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, listen.
Is that the one who hit the ball up here?
No, that was late. Kepler hit one much earlier. So the big news besides Wheeler, and then we'll get to the topic of the day.
Okay.
Bryce batted second again.
Again.
So the top four, for those keeping track at home, after Spike reported that Bryce was worried about his contract.
You're going to keep doing that, and it's going to stick, and I did not report it. I wondered aloud, and I didn't even say. You know what? I'm not even going to explain myself. You're the worst.
He is the worst.
He is the worst.
You think we'll ever have T-Mac back on? No?
Yeah.
No, if I was T-Mac, I would have punched you right in the head.
Dude, the Andy Reid thing was out of pocket.
Totally out of line.
Yes.
I kind of felt like we were in a good moment.
Yeah.
I felt like we were vibing.
Then you ruined it.
Yeah, well, that's what I do.
Yep.
That's what I do. It also seems like there's not much buzz about me being down 20. But Harper batting second today and the top four of the lineup, I hope that's what it is on opening day.
Turner, just makes sense.
Turner, Harper, Bohm. If you want to put Castellanos there, whatever. It's Castellanos or Bohm there. And Bohm can bat the ball, hit the ball the opposite way, and Schwarber batting fourth. Just let it happen.
Harper is batting third.
Harper is batting
you
second.
You know it, and I know it.
After our conversation, when he's told Rob Thompson, I will do what the team asks.
We will. Yeah. Well, you're ruining the interview for tomorrow.
Don't worry. That's called a tease.
3:30 tomorrow, right? You'll be able to hear Bryce Harper on the WIP afternoon show.
If you want his thoughts on the lineup. But I hope it's the opening day lineup. And the fact they've done it back-to-back games, I think, is noteworthy. So I thought that was good. But where I want to go today with the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is, like, I think that there's one player that's going to make or break this season. And I asked Tom McCarthy that, like, his make or break Philly. And I think this season comes down to whether or not Trey Turner's a superstar or not. Like, the Phillies have good players, right? They have Harper, who's a superstar. They have Schwarber, who's a really good player. And then it's a collection of really good players. But they paid a guy $300 million to be a difference maker. And when you see the Dodgers and you see the real stars they have in that lineup, like, I don't think they can win the World Series, make the NLCS, if Trey Turner is I don't think he's going to be just a guy, but I don't think he can just be good. I think Trey Turner is the number one make-or-break guy. The rotation, I think we all feel pretty good about, right? Like, even if Lizardo's not healthy or he can't stay healthy, he's the number five starter. You know, Rangers in a contract year. Nola's always going to be your 200 innings of pretty good pitching. Sanchez, maybe he takes a step forward and is the number two. Wheeler, not today, notwithstanding. We feel good about that. The bullpen is the bullpen, you know? Like, there are good guys out there. But if Trey is not a top three shortstop in baseball, like, I know defensively, whatever. If he's not a difference-making bat, I just don't see it adding up on a team going on a run here.
Yeah, see, I think he's going to be fine. I really do.
But what's fine?
Well, I mean, I think he's going to go back to being the Trey Turner he was before he came here.
Does he hit 318?
Yeah.
320?
Yeah. I think he hits closer to 300. I think last year, so the first year we saw what happened, right? And it took for Jack to bring him up from the dead in the second half of the season.
Only when he plays good.
And that was great. But I thought last year he pressed a little bit. Like, he pressed in there a little bit. But he was having success also. He was having success, but he's also up there as if he doesn't have a game plan of what he's trying to do.
Well, when he gets out of sync, he gets really out of sync. When he's hot, he's hot. I mean, he started the short. He started the All-Star game at shortstop.
Yeah.
He's batting .330 at one point last year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you almost forget how good he played in that first half. The hamstring.
The hamstring, and he just cannot be a high and low guy. And that's where I think people, when the lows look so bad.
I think when he's at a low, I think he is tougher to watch than Castellanos.
Well, because
I remember that ball he swung at that was like a foot in front of the plate.
Yeah,
Orioles series.
Yeah,
I agree with you. It's a good point on Trey because I think Trey, you know, Stott can play better.
Boehm, that's where I'm at.
But I don't think Stott. I think the difference is Trey has. We think he could be a superstar.
Right.
Stott. Okay, maybe
we know there's a ceiling.
Yeah, maybe hits 287 with 17 home runs, and that helps them. But I think that Trey is the one who we hope could have the upside of being somebody. I don't think he had one hot streak last year, but he could be a guy that nobody wants to face. And I didn't think that was him for most of last year.
Like, let's put it this way: we love Bryce, but Trey should be their best player. Like, when all things considered, right? I mean, he can run, fielding notwithstanding. But at the plate, he's a dynamic force. Like, he can do it all when he's Trey Turner. He should be a 25, 310 to 320 hitter, steal 30. That's a high, high, high-level player. And I just – if he's not that, the upside isn't there for me. Like, I think he's the biggest make-or-break filler.
Yeah, now listen, I hear you there. I was going to go Bryson Stott. I think Stott changes. If Stott goes back to 23 Stott, I think this lineup, because now you can move him up higher in the lineup.
Well, you can have him hit too.
Right, like, I think you can have him up higher in the lineup. If he can get back to hitting the way he was, we know his defense is outstanding over there at second base. It makes this lineup look a whole lot different.
And deeper.
You know, and he can run.
Yes,
he
can run too.
He's a runner.
I think the thing on Trey is
in no stratosphere would I believe Trey Turner would ever be a better player than Bryce Harper, especially since Bryce is at first base now. He's damn near Gold Glove first baseman over there.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, I think he can impact the game in a lot of ways. Like, I know that Bryce. It's not that Bryce isn't good. I just think that Trey can be he can be a superstar.
He can be such a good hitter that we don't have conversations about his fielding.
Right.
And that's how good a hitter he has to be, that you don't care that he doesn't field a great until he makes an error.
But no one was talking about when he's hitting .330 last year. It was when he started swinging at everything. That's when everyone's like, well, look at the defense too. It's so much easier to mask when he's doing that. So
I agree.
We'll see. Like, Boehm, obviously important. Can't be a disaster, of course.
Start third baseman.
Yeah. People forget that. Which do people forget more, that he started at third base or Turner started at shortstop?
Turner starting at shortstop, because I actually forgot about that. I didn't realize Turner started his shortstop in All-Star game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
See?
It was Harper, Turner, Boehm.
Wait, didn't we have, like, eight All-Stars or something insane?
They had
six.
Two middle relievers in Hoffman and Schramm, which will not happen
again.
They were great.
They were lights out. They had, like, one ERAs.
Wheeler, Sanchez, and then Ranger made it, but I don't think he pitched.
Right, because Ranger was 10-0, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, and his arm was dead too. We were at that game.
Well,
yeah.
He didn't. The A's game.
Yeah,
I mean that was the game.
Oh, was that the game?
Yeah.
Well, that was his last. Yeah, that was when it started to fall off a cliff. And then that Sunday, do you remember? The guy hit two home runs that traveled at 850 feet. It seemed
Rooker?
Like. Yeah, Rooker.
Yeah,
yeah, and they didn't recover after that. They lost like 20-2 to the A's.
Yeah, well, they were ready for All-Star break. They were ready to go to the All-Star game, and they never came back from it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. It's a good point. I wonder what people's if you have an opinion. I wonder what people's faith is in Trey Turner being a superstar level player.
Because I think
again. He's
the one that has drawn the most ire from fans this offseason. And it's because of the Chase stuff. It's the Chase stuff, it's the contract, it's the defense, yeah. All of that. But he did still have a good year. He set a good year last year at the plate.
It was good, but it wasn't difference making good.
No.
Yeah. All right. Esther in Garnet Valley, you're on WIP. Esther.
Hi.
Hi, Esther.
Thank you. First-time caller, long-time listener. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yep, thanks for calling.
Gosh. So, yeah, while I was on hold, the breaking news, Saquon. So I just want to congratulate Saquon on the new deal. It's well-deserved. So I'll start with that. But I actually wanted to talk about the Phillies.
Yep.
So I agree with Spike and Ike. I think it's a mentality thing. I'm really concerned about the hitting. It gets cold during the playoffs, and I just don't understand the approach. I feel like maybe because I'm more of an Eagles fan, like when there's issues, like in 2023, there's issues about picking up the blitz, you know, so what do? They hire an experienced offensive coordinator and Kellen Moore, and they address the issue, and you could see Jalen's growth. With the Phillies, I don't see that as much. Chasing has been an issue two postseasons in a row. And so that's the big elephant in the room for me. Like, why, what is it? Is it coaching? I don't know. Like, I hear that Kevin Long, the hitting coach, is like an elite coach or whatever. And he's a player's coach. But I feel like there needs to be an emphasis and talk radio. We need to talk about it more. Like, we definitely harp on when Jalen Hurts has issues, you know, like we harp on his weaknesses. Yeah. Why don't we have the same level of scrutiny and accountability when it comes to Phillies players? And one other point.
I'll let you make your other point, but I want to respond to that.
Okay.
I think we as a show did. I think what happens with the Phillies is they feel so unbeatable when they're hot that when they go cold, they're chasing being hot instead of trying to just win the game. And I think coaching is a part of it, but I also think it is who they are as players to an extent. It's not Bryce. Right, I think Bryce Harper always has the same approach. I don't think he is swinging for the fences when he shouldn't be. But I think there is almost something, sort of like a team that shoots a lot of threes. When they get hot, they feel unbeatable. And I think the Phillies are always chasing that unbeatable feeling, because when they are hot, they are you've seen what happened, right? They go to the World Series in 22.
Right.
But when it goes cold, instead of dialing in and if you want to use a football analogy, just completing the 6-yard pass, they're always chasing the big play and they're chasing that feeling. And I don't know how to get somebody out of that if that's who they are. The bigger question is that who they are as players, or is it that the coaching staff or the leadership with the players is not focusing enough on dialing in?
I just think coaching, it's hard. It's more of a personnel issue than anything. And the problem is these guys are under contract for a little bit. And hopefully, I think that you can make marginal changes.
Yeah.
I just think it's hard to say, okay, Trey, stop chasing. Because he is who he is.
Right.
So coaching is an aspect of it. But I think what they go back to is what got them here.
Yeah, I guess, like I said, I follow football more, but it seems like there needs to be an offensive strategy. Because, like, a lot of it's embarrassing that the Arizona Diamondbacks defeated the Phillies like they did. And they were, like, young players. They weren't even veteran, like, really super veterans. And sometimes the game could have been won with small ball. But it's like, you know, it's home run or bust. They're streaky. And it's like the same thing over and over again. So it's just like, unlike the Eagles, where, like, I feel like they, you know, maybe they can't resolve their issues, like, in 2023 within season, they definitely come back stronger and they address their weaknesses. So I guess I don't understand baseball in the sense that they leave it to the player to address their own individual issues, or is there the manager, there's like an offensive strategy, like an offensive coordinator and a hitting coach that, like, you know, really harps that, like, because, like, that's why they're all, you know, all-stars and reputable players, but that's how you lose to people, I mean, to other players that are less established. You're just not doing the simple things. And then also I wanted to make the point that when you talk about, you know, the players, I feel like they're lacking dogs. And, like, you know, Sirianni talks about dog mentality. I don't see that as much. Harper, I see it, but I feel like, okay, like, Gene Segura, you know, like, he wasn't, like, you know, super all-star. But I just felt like he had a different personality, a different mentality. There was, like, some, I don't know, it was some kind of Twitter post when they lost to the, I think it maybe last postseason. Somebody, I don't know if it was Barstool or whatever, they were talking about some of these players, they come from backgrounds where, you know, it's like soccer moms, you know, they got... You know, it's not, they don't have the struggle in them. Like, I mean, that was a little controversial, you know, if people push back. But I wonder if they need to mix it up through trading or maybe not renew some contracts for these players to bring in more diversity, more struggle.
Thank you for the call, Esther.
I believe you, Esther.
Yeah, I think we can all agree, if they do not go deep into the playoffs this year, there will be significant changes before next year.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think it's possible that in the middle of the year, you know, it's always the hitting coach first. So it's possible Kevin Long gets fired.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, I go back and forth, because I do think you could have the best coach in the world. If the player's not good at X, he might not ever be good at X. Some players are just good at what they're good at. But I think at the end of the day, the thing that frustrated me the most is their lack of ownership of those issues. Whether they can fix them or not, the trying is something that should happen, you know?
Well, their only answer was, we just got to get hot at the right time.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Why can't you just grind it out?
Right.
That's what was frustrating, and when they go through those spells, is that it's so feeble. It's so feeble.
You know what's going to happen every inning.
Yes.
Every at bat.
Yes.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Ed in Williamstown. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, Spike? Spike, other guy. So,
whoa.
Yeah,
is that T-Mac?
I forgot your name. Fritz. All right. So, anyway, very happy for Saquon. I mean, he deserves more than anyone. The guy is a class act. He's a team player all the way through. You know, that last game of regular season, he could have played. I think Sirianni, I'm sure he went to him and said, you know what, I'm not going to stay in your way. This is up to you. And he said, you know what, the team comes first. And that was such a class act.
That's actually the opposite of what happened. He said he wanted to play. And
he was pretty pissed he didn't get to go for it.
Yeah, but they won the Super Bowl.
We still love him, man. We still won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we still won the Super Bowl. And I think looking back on it, he's probably okay with how everything went.
Yeah, well, he definitely is today.
Well, he has 36 million reasons to be okay with.
Hey, how about that being part of the we didn't break the record?
What?
I'm sure he's very happy, but...
Yeah, right?
Wow, $36 million because we didn't let you play against the Giants.
Yeah, not bad. Right? I won't play against the Giants for $36 million.
But he's a team player, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, we agree.
Saying,
we love
saying I want to play first base. I want a contract extension. Come on, Bryce. This is bigger
shot
than
at
you, Bryce.
Yeah, there we go.
You realize this guy is so overrated.
But why is he overrated?
There you go.
Why is he overrated, moron?
Cover his throat. No, don't call him a moron.
No, he's a moron. Why is he overrated? Why is he overrated?
13 years in the major leagues, he's hit over 100 RBIs one time.
He has two MVPs and one as a Philly. What are you talking about? He's a lock Hall of Famer if he retired today.
I don't care who voted for him. They're fooled, okay? He has over 40 home runs one time in a season. Over 100 RBIs one time in a season in 13 years. Look at the stats, okay? This guy is no superstar.
Okay. Now, you're a genius. Okay. I got it. I got it. Well, okay. Well, what do you think about him having the third highest OPS in the history of the postseason? Does that matter at all?
He was only in so many postseason games. Why did Washington let him go and win a World Series the very next year?
They offered him a contract with deferred money, and he didn't want to sign a deferred money contract. The Nationals didn't pay anyone. They let that whole core break up.
Yeah, but his point, Ed's point, just trying to clarify Ed's point, that the Nationals won the World Series the year
before. I'm aware. Okay. I'm aware. Okay. And the Phillies have been in the World Series since the Nationals
won the
World Series.
How many times have they won it? I appreciate it. The guy
well, you're a moron.
Himself.
Wow. Well, you're a moron.
This name.
No, you're a moron. You don't know what you're talking about.
Ike, who do you think's a moron? Jack or Ed?
Look at the stats, buddy. Look at the stats.
The stats are great. The stats are great. What are you talking about?
I'm not hanging up on
that.
Yes, they are.
25 home runs and 75 RBIs a year. That
oh, my God. He's been over a 900 OPS for a majority of his career. He had a down year twice. He has an MVP as the Philly. He has the 2022 postseason. He has the third highest postseason OPS in history as a Philly behind Ruth and Gehrig. Like, what are we talking about? I know. He's amazing. He's a bum. They've won a championship.
Ed, quick question. Who's got more championships, Jalen Hurts or Bryce Harper?
Jalen Hurts.
Who's better at their sport, Jalen Hurts or Bryce Harper?
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, my ass. Wow. Yeah, you're a moron.
Yeah. You got anything else before we let you go, Ed? I'm not going to hang up until you're done.
Look at his stats. Look at Pat Burrell's stats. They're very similar. He's very Pat Burrell-esque.
Same player.
I'm going to go look at
All right,
him.
And we buried Pat Burrell. So when are we going to wake up and realize this is a bad sign?
That's a good point.
Pat Burrell led us to a World Series.
Yep, Pat Burrell has more rings than Bryce.
He does.
Yes, yeah. He does.
Thank you. Thank
Another
you.
Winner.
Thank you for the call, Ed. Yep. I appreciate you.
Adam Eaton has more World Series rings than Bryce, too.
That was tough, Jack.
Jack, do you think Bryce is maybe a little overrated?
No, what I heard, honestly, that was because Broads, I think, is infringing on my Bryce territory, and I had to get it back.
Well, you know what's happening with Broads. Broads loves Jalen Hurts. He loves Bryce Harper. He's just like, he's like Mr. Thirst. He's just leaning in.
Yep. Broads is very energetic at 4 this morning on the drive-in.
Was he?
Yes. Unbelievable.
So, Ike, what do you think of this? What do you think of the sound of this? Ike, Spike, and Broads.
Ooh.
What would be the point of that, though?
Fritz is having a tough 20 minutes here.
Fritz did not like that call from Ed.
He did not.
Jumped right to moron. People say I'm the combative one.
I do it in an endearing way.
No, do you? All right.
That didn't feel endearing.
Didn't feel endearing to me at all. All right. 215-592-9494. We are the WIP Afternoon Show. We're in Clearwater for spring training. That coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, the proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. And speaking of the Phillies, their biggest offseason acquisition is a flame-throwing left-hander named Jesus Luzardo. And we will talk to Jesus Luzardo next about everything, about staying healthy, right? About his mindset going in when he wants to strike out a guy, about the time when he reportedly broke his finger playing video games, throwing a tantrum. We'll talk about all that next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.